This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Some people, mostly frontline medical workers, have started receiving COVID-19 vaccines. But the clinical trials for those vaccines are ongoing. In fact, they're still recruiting participants. And those running the trials are particularly focused on signing up people who tend not to be part of this sort of thing. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports.
This international mall on the southeast side of Nashville would be seen as an unusual spot for recruiting clinical trial participants, at least before COVID-19. Now this strip mall, called Plaza Mariachi, with its arcade, food court, and souvenir shops, is fertile ground. Most people are watching the pitch from a clinical trial investigator translated into Spanish through Facebook Live. But Rolando Figueroa heard an ad for the event.
En la radio.
On the radio. So the 36-year-old plumber came to see in person. He says his family has so far been spared by COVID-19, but he'd like to get the vaccine sooner rather than later.
If one of my family members gets sick, I want to see if we can figure out how to get the vaccine.
Figueroa has the background pharmaceutical companies could use more of. He's originally from Mexico. Latinx patients are underrepresented in typical clinical trials, and yet they're disproportionately affected by this pandemic, with higher rates of infection and mortality compared to other Americans. While Figueroa doesn't need much convincing, Susana Vasquez, who is also listening, says recruiters have many doubts to overcome. Her family is also originally from Mexico, and she says people in her community were skeptical of even getting tested.
Because they thought that they would have to give their personal information, immigration status, or whatever would be needed. So I think that would also play a role in being part of the clinical study.
It's an even bigger leap, she says, to agree to be followed for years, even if it's not directly by the government. The manufacturers farthest along with their COVID-19 vaccine trials have had more success than usual signing up patients from diverse backgrounds. But the initial priority was speed. Now, diversity's the top focus, says Dr. Stephen Sharp, who leads a vaccine trial site in Nashville. He recently held a Facebook event with Kurdish young professionals.
We want folks from all different ethnic backgrounds because it's possible that the vaccine works better in one group or lesser in another group, and the only way you find that out is to test it.
Sharp will be recruiting new patients for at least the next few months, since the trials will continue for years to see how long the vaccines are effective. Signing up diverse patients can be especially slow, since the researchers themselves tend not to be diverse. Jim Kremitas heads the Association of Clinical Research Professionals.
We've known this problem for years and years, and the way that the industry's tried to approach it, there's nothing wrong with this, but it's to teach cultural sensitivity to investigators.
But far more effective for recruitment, Kremitas says, is when the researchers share the same cultural background as their participants. So this year, as clinical research firms have had to staff up, Kremitas says they've been intentional about making diversity more of a priority in their hiring.
And we believe that that'll make it easier to build trust and to have effective communication between the investigators or the researchers at the site and potential patient populations to volunteer for studies.
Institutions that already had deep connections with underrepresented communities, like historically black medical schools, have been a step ahead in recruiting more diverse trial participants.
You can't just like show up and expect people to kind of get on board.
Professor Rachel Hardiman researches health equity at the University of Minnesota.
It does take, very intentional effort and time to engage people in a way that feels good and feels trustworthy.
And building trust is important for groups that have historically faced disparities in treatment or have been the subject of unethical medical research in the past. Public health advocates hope the outreach will encourage people to take the vaccine when it becomes available to them. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.